all is not exactly peaceful or serene this holiday season in Monte Sereno, California, an affluent suburb outside of San Jose. Neighbors petitioned to shut down a massive extravaganza of holiday lights, animation, and sound on display in front of the mansion of Alan and Bonnie Arts. The neighbors said the display had become so popular it was destroying their quality of life, drawing an estimated 100,000 visitors in the display season between Thanksgiving and New Year's, that in a town of just 3,800 people. Alan Arts joins us now. And Mr. Arts, describe, if I had been driving by your house, say, last year at this time, what would I have seen in front of it?
A variety of displays. A lot of them were, you know, one-of-a-kind custom pieces I had built. There was an alien spaceship landed, and the Martians were animated, walking over to meet Santa for the first time. The traditional nativity scene, a very large one with all the straw and the woodshed and everything. We had Surfin' Santa, California style, with his khaki shorts on, Hawaiian shirt and sunglasses, surfing on a real surfboard with a waterfall cascading down around it. There was a large hot air balloon, probably about 25, 30 feet tall, of lights with a wicker basket. And Rudolph is looking over the edge laughing because Santa fell out and he's animated trying to climb up the rope. And the holograms in the windows on the third floor that Santa would come up and look out the window and wave, and the kids really thought, even the parents thought, there was someone up there in a suit that looked so real, and they would all wave back to him. And it was just a fun scene for the neighborhood.
And there was also, I believe, a drop-off for Toys for Tots, and you would give out cookies and hot chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to make it a community thing. We never thought it would get that big. It was, you know, meant for the, you know, the several cities right around us for, you know, kids of all ages. We had the senior centers bringing people on buses and wheelchairs that couldn't get out, and you know, families with strollers and dogs on leashes, and it was just a social point where neighbors would be out there and they would be socializing with each other.
Well, it sounds like quite a spectacle, but some of the neighbors were not so happy about it. What's on your lawn this year?
We have one piece out there. He's a single Grinch. It's approximately 10 feet tall, and he's standing on some Christmas presents, and his eyes flickered bright red. And he's animated, the top of his body turns, and his right arm raises, and pointing out in a certain direction. And it plays "You're Mean One, Mr. Grinch" over and over, and there's a smoke that comes out and has some spotlights on it. So at night it's pretty neat looking with the light reflecting off the fog and everything.
I think you have a recording of what the Grinch plays when he's out there. Can you play that for us?
Certainly.
That Grinch song, is that playing 24 hours a day?
No, it's just on from sunset until usually between 10 and 11, and then we turn the lights off on the display about 11-ish.
Now, Mr. Arts, you mentioned that the Grinch is pointing in a certain direction. I believe that direction is right at the house of the neighbor.
It's funny how things work out like that.
Yeah, who was opposed to this
display. It just worked out that way.
It's got to be causing some tensions, I would think, if it hadn't already.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it was strictly done in fun, and anyone that knows us knows we don't get mad. It was just a fun thing we did.
The city council, when it got the petition from the neighbors, decided that you would have to get a permit to get a display of the extent that you had last year. Why did you decide not to go ahead and try to get a permit for it?
I talked to the city, and I found out that if we got the permit, then we were going to then be regulated on what we could and couldn't do. And told I could not give away free cookies and cocoa anymore to the neighbors, and we could not do Toys for Tots anymore. And that just didn't seem right to me.
Mr. Arts, I'm curious, what happens now when you see your neighbor? He lives right across the street. What do you talk about?
Well, nothing. I mean, like I said, every house is quite a ways apart. There's only four houses on our entire street. And, it's rare you'd even see them before there was any problem. Most of the other neighbors, they make a point to come up, ring our bell, and talk to us. But obviously he doesn't do that. So there's no hard feelings, put it that way. We're not, upset with them or by any means.
But you do have a 10-foot-tall Grinch in your yard with steam coming out of the bottom.
Yeah. Again, it was just tongue-in-cheek fun. That's just, anyone knows us, we're that way.
Well, Mr. Arts, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Alan and Bonnie Arts' Grinch display is on their lawn in Monte Sereno, California.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.